This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Look, few, kinda. Steph is mostly okay.
Probably the best news you could have gotten about the injury.
Not great, though. Like, missing two or three games or whatever it's going to be is not phenomenal this time of year. We're going to have emergency Pandia. Doc Pandia will join us here in a couple hours.
We'll get the
details of what he thinks is actually going to be the number. My hope is that it's just two games, but we'll see. But there's kind of something different that comes to mind, and we can get to the injury and sort of what it means for the Warriors in the standings, and we're going to do all of that. But I want to get this off my chest first. I don't care what's fair. I don't care what the rules are. The same way the NFL is willing to go out there and be like, if you touch the quarterback below his thigh, that's illegal. And if you touch him above his thigh, that's illegal. Here is the 1.5-inch area where you can touch the quarterback. And if you touch him outside of that, that's illegal. And
flag, 15 yards.
Exactly. And everyone runs in the streets and goes, the NFL is soft. And then the NFL goes, fine. We'll continue to make billions of dollars because we want our quarterbacks on the field. That's what matters to us. Hey, NBA, you've got to protect Stephen Curry. He's your freaking face. And this is out of control. And only because he got hurt did it distract us from the fact that that guy got slammed to the ground by two Toronto Raptors and no foul was called. If he changed his first name to LeBron, somebody would have gotten thrown out of the game.
Or if the person committing the foul was Draymond.
Thank you.
Would have been suspended. Maybe.
I don't get it. I don't understand. I'm not here to whine and complain about free throws. And I don't even care about fairness. I don't care if it sounds like I'm asking for special treatment. Guess what? I am. He's special. He's special. He is your freaking calling card. He is your show. The playoffs are coming. You are going to allow, literally, you just said it, a head coach who has openly stated, I'm just going to run everybody at Steph. And you're going to let people huck him around the floor like a damn rag doll? And just let officials head down to the other end of the floor while he lays there on the ground. Inconscionable. I don't understand what the hell's happening in the NBA. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't want to blame the Raptors in a game plan. This wasn't like a bounty gate thing. Like, let's go and ragdoll Steph around for four quarters, because that's not what it was. But just general course of NBA basketball, there's a lot of contact. There's a lot of physicality. And generally, it seems like Steph doesn't get the whistle that a lot of superstars do. And you add on to that Steph 6'2", maybe 6'3". And he's obviously very built and strong, and he's been able to handle a lot of contact. But he's one of the players who you would think might need a little bit more protection from things like that compared to some others. And he doesn't get it for whatever reason.
It must be the size. It's the only thing I can think of, because he does play, and the Warriors do play, a game that is a little bit more finesse-based than some other teams. They don't have LeBron James. They don't even have Scottie Barnes. They don't have players who can do that, that just bull somebody into the paint and then score on them. They've kind of got to go over them like Jonathan Kuminga. They've got to go around them. Jimmy Butler can go through people, but he doesn't really finish. He gets to the line a lot. And Steph Curry is the most creative finisher and has to throw the ball up at odd times and weird angles and does an amazing job of it. But they don't have anybody that can go through that contact.
Just shrug off another 6'8"
Absolutely.
Dude and be like, no problem, I got this.
And for some reason, that creates this visual of what I think must look like a soft presence on your way to the hoop, and it doesn't get a whistle. And so I really want to talk about the Warrior whistle today. I'm reminded of what Bob Fitzgerald told us a week and a half ago when we asked him which team he doesn't want to face in the playoffs. And he said the Lakers, and it wasn't for the reason everyone always gives. When they go, oh, it's a bad matchup, and LeBron and Luka, he said, no, I don't want to face that team because of the whistle that they get. And my question is, why don't we? I don't understand. What cachet does LeBron have that Steph doesn't? What cachet do the Lakers have that the Warriors don't? I mean, history, great. I don't care about 1987.
Over the last decade, it's Steph and LeBron. That's it. Everyone else is like eight levels lower than those two.
I don't understand. And it's not like I'm sitting here asking even for an unfair whistle, though I would openly be in favor of it because he deserves it. You protect your assets. You protect your assets. Why do all of us have insurance? We're protecting our assets the best that we possibly can. I cannot believe that the NBA would let a tanking basketball team come in, throw Steph Curry to the floor, potentially bust up one of his bones, and watch him walk off of the court a few weeks before the playoffs start, and the officials don't even call a foul, and I don't even want to read the two-minute report, but I guarantee you it didn't say a thing, because I know that was not even in the final 2 minutes. But the bottom line is, this makes no sense from a business perspective. This makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
It's kind of like, I mean, you mentioned the NFL in terms of protecting quarterbacks. It's also like when an official in an NFL game will call a pass interference early in the game, or will call a personal foul early in the game, or will, you know, call offsetting penalties when a couple of dudes go at it and they kind of are extracurricular with each other early in the game, just to set the tone for what's going to happen in that basketball game. And then what happens with Steph is he'll drive and he'll get bumped, or maybe it'll be like a hip check and he'll go flying into the first row of seats, no foul. And the opponent's like, okay, if I can get away with that, then I'm going to keep doing that and I'm going to push the envelope and see what I can keep getting away with. And you're just going to keep going and going and going and going. It's what any competitor would do. Whether it's fair or not doesn't matter when you're in the heat of battle and trying to win a basketball game. Oh, they're not going to call that. Let's see. I'll take it one step further. Oh, they're not going to call that. Okay, one step further. And then you go on and on and on. Not that there's any ill intent with what the Raptors did. That's just a hard basketball play, physical basketball.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
But play, sure, it was definitely sure. A foul.
No, I don't come down the Raptors road for this.
But it's the officials for not setting a tone. And when you don't set a tone like that, then that sort of thing builds up over time. And it's not just a one-game thing for Steph either. It's a thing that has happened over the course of his career.
I'm so glad you're here today for two reasons. One, you're not drunk. And two,
I'm not wearing zebra stripes.
Yeah. It'd be funny to see what would happen to this conversation if Dibs were here. Maybe I'll try it next week. But,
if he makes it.
Yeah. If he makes it out alive. Yeah, what do you all think about the Warrior whistle? And in particular, Steph Curry. This has been an on-again, off-again conversation that I feel like just kind of gets touched on sometimes by Warrior fans, but today I really want to dive into it. I don't understand. I do not understand a league that does not seemingly want to protect its number one asset. And that is not a homer take. Look at the data. Look at the jersey sales. Look at the ratings. Look at the international interest. This is not a homer take. If LeBron James gets this kind of red carpet rolled out, and by the way, he's, as I call them, a head snapper. He is one of the top three or four head snappers in the league, which is people who literally look to draw fouls by making fake movements with their body so that they can fool the officials. Steph is not.
Never has been.
That'd be what. Maybe he should be. Maybe we need to start doing that. Maybe Steph needs to start flinging himself into the second row after drives to the hoop so that the officials will finally take notice. Do you remember the game in Brooklyn just a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
When they're down 27-5 and he's so frustrated, he's getting thrown around at such a level that the officials would not call anything, that he grabbed the ball on the inbound underneath his own hoop and gave an absolute forearm shoulder shiver.
Yep, I think it was Keon Johnson.
To the defender, knowing that he was going to get an offensive foul called just so that he could prove a point and turn and look at the ref and go, will you get your damn whistle in your mouth and lock into the game that we're playing right now? How the hell does he have to do that?
After that, after he knocked Keon Johnson down, he then kind of like cocked the ball back a little bit like he was about to throw it.
I'm going to huck it off this guy's forehead. And you're like, this is like the nicest dude in the NBA. Is he really going to do that?
We're 10 minutes into this basketball game.
I mean, I just do not understand. You want to talk about biting the hand that feeds you. You're going to let this guy lay on the ground with no whistle?
What would you prefer if no player got special treatment or if it was more equitable? Across the example you're talking about is LeBron and Steph. But what if no stars got an extra added benefit of the doubt on their whistle?
I don't know how realistic that is.
Not very realistic.
But you know, if we're talking sort of
your point is protect your stars. So in a vacuum, yeah, do you think protecting your stars is something you want out of your professional sports leagues?
Yeah, I it is. I'm not about fairness when it comes to this. I think it's a faux thing that we do. Oh, we like to treat everybody the same. Let me tell you something. As somebody who is a professor of classes at the collegiate level, you do not treat everybody the same. If you kick butt all quarter long and do all your assignments, you damn right I'm going to give you a benefit of the doubt at the end of the year.
That's also just life in general.
Yeah, the schmo over here who didn't do any assignments and then hits me with 2 weeks to go, can I make them all up? No. No. No, you can't. Right? We don't treat people the same way. You know, I don't have the same rules for somebody else's kid as I would for mine.
I remember...
Like, come on!
Oh, God, I must have been in, like, second grade or something. And early in the school year, my teacher... No, it must have been more like fifth grade. I forget when it was. Early in the year, my teacher says, oh, and just so you know, like, if we get later on in the year and you happen to forget your homework at home and I look down at your record and you've turned it in on time every single day, like... I'll give you a pass.
Absolutely.
And then you know what I did? I turn all my homework in, and then I take advantage. One day, I didn't forget it.
Well,
just didn't do it.
But you earned it in a way. You earned it. You're a manipulator.
I did.
It's a manipulation.
I took advantage
sensation.
Of it. No doubt.
But
that's how life works.
Yes. Yes. Like, this is, to me, this is A to B. If you do things in life to build up equity with other people, that is going to absolutely come back to help you at a certain point. There are all kinds of phrases that we use for that in life. You get what you give, and you get what you pay for, and all of that stuff. It's all coming from the same place.
And there's no one who has built more equity in the NBA than Steph.
For some reason, it doesn't apply to him. He does not get what he paid for.
Why do you think it doesn't happen? The
only thing I can think of, because I don't think there's some sort of discrimination against Steph Curry, is his size. It's his size and his approach, which is not physicality. But that's because it can't be. You can't be 6'3", 190 pounds, and bull people in the NBA. Have you walked next to these people? Like, you've done it, because you've walked underneath the hallways at Chase Center.
Yeah.
You know, us sitting there, like, having dinner last night in the media room, and a couple Raptors walk in, and you're like, holy hell! Who the hell is that?
Walked past Giannis on Tuesday.
Dude, they're the most gargantuan human beings you've ever seen in your life! You can't bowl through them if you're Steph Curry.
But what makes no sense, if you are someone like Steph, who's not small for normal person standards, but small for NBA standards, it should make it more obvious that you're getting ragdolled.
Correct.
Like, if you're LeBron and you're 6'9 and you're built as hell, and like, okay, you're not going to be able to sell that you're being thrown around as much as someone who's 6 inches shorter and 50 pounds lighter.
I'm not here to tell you I understand it. My best guess is just because bodies don't fly off of him, therefore contact is like a little bit less evident. That's my best guess. But my number one answer is, I don't get it.
Well, I think our callers might have some answers.
All right. So, yeah, a lot of people want to weigh in on this. Let's do it. 888-957-957 is the number. We're brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types, welcome. All right, we see all of you. We got Mr. D and Laura and Deb and Spencer and Jonathan. Here we go. Let's take your phone calls coming up next. Grandy's in for dibs, Willard and Dibs.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.